Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Felix Mantilla. Batting second. The center fielder, Roman Mahias. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Moorhead. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dave Moorhead. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Orsino. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone takes first base on ball four. Yastrzemski moves to second. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive towards the mound. Moorhead catches it and throws to first to double up Aparicio. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman takes first base on ball four. Clinton moves to second. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clinton moves to third. One out. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clinton tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-1 in the game. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt takes first base on ball four. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mahias hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Mantilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tillman hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder bunts towards the mound. Moorhead fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-1 in the game. Orsino hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Morehead is called out on strikes. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with McNally covering, for the out. Two outs. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mahias hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile strikes out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brandt hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 1, Orioles, 1. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morehead fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 1 in the game. McNally hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Malzone strikes out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Stewart reaches second base with a double. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Clinton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stewart scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tillman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Snyder moves to second. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 2 in the game. Orsino takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. Gentile strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles won. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Moorhead hits a pop-up towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 3 in the game. Mantilla hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Roman Mejias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mejias is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mejias hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brandt is called out on strikes. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Malzone hits a pop-up to center field. That will be extra bases. Snyder chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards first. Gentile fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Gentile. Malzone moves all the way to home. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Clinton hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Bowens pinch hits for Dave McNally. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clinton. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Aparicio moves to third. Dick Raditz now pitching. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Orsino hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Herm Starrett now pitching. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Gentile. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Starrett covering, for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 3 in the game. Gardner hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Raditz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raditz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 3 in the game. Gentile strikes out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Mahia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.